A walk along a trail at Stone Mountain can be peaceful. A visit to the new dinosaur exhibit can be educational. But looming over all of this natural beauty is a nearly 100-foot-tall carving of Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, and Jefferson Davis, all on horseback with their hats pressed against their hearts. Through the years, millions of people have stood in this spot and looked up, among them a high school student from Jackson, Mississippi, named Beverly Clark, who visited with her choir group in the 70s.
And it was just really exciting because it was the first time I had ever seen the carving. It was just magnificent.
Clark still lives in Jackson. She taught elementary school, including Civil War history, for years. Earlier this summer, news reports from Georgia caught her eye when, on July 4th, armed African-American protesters marched on Stone Mountain, demanding the carving's removal. That prompted Clark to write a letter to leaders in DeKalb County, where the state park is located.
The fact that it is just a gorgeous piece of art, I don't see how anybody could want anything to happen to it. That's one of those things that just needs to be preserved for all time.
Preserved, even if it honors men who took up arms against the United States in defense of slavery. But Ed Williams, a professor and community activist who lives in the Atlanta area, argues that the carving isn't as much about the Civil War as it is about more recent history.
I believe that the carving depicts a moment in time in our history where America embraced racism.
The tribute to the Confederacy wasn't actually completed until the early 1970s. That's 50 years after work began on it and a full century after the Confederacy fell.
There was big, huge issues with racism here in Georgia and throughout the South.
Williams became involved in efforts to either remove or modify the carving 5 years ago when protests erupted in Ferguson, Missouri over the death of Michael Brown at the hands of police.
I would say certainly this time I believe there is a momentum that is the greatest that we've probably seen in the 50 years.
And he says the most recent wave of protests makes a change at Stone Mountain even more pressing.
A realization to many Americans that racism still exists, and it's so obvious that that's something that we can no longer tolerate in the American psyche in our public squares.
Williams is gathering signatures on a petition and continues to press state lawmakers to make a change. And he has the attention of at least one lawmaker at the Georgia Capitol, Democratic State Representative Shelley Hutchinson.
I would be okay if they just sandblasted it off. I mean, there's Stone Mountain in and of itself is some place to visit, and it's a nice park, and I'd love to bring my kids there, and I do not go there because of it. And it's not something that you could ignore. You drive past, and you can see it from your car.
In the final days of this year's legislative session, Hutchinson introduced a bill banning Confederate symbols on state property. But that would conflict with a current law passed in 2019 by Georgia's Republican-controlled General Assembly that prohibits the removal of monuments. The Stone Mountain Memorial Association says its hands are tied by this law. Still, in recent years, the association says they've done what they could to downplay the celebration of the Confederacy in the park to, quote, adjust to the changing feelings of the public on this issue. In Atlanta, I'm Emil Moffitt, and this is America Amplified.